The CDMA problem from a signal processing perspective is one of trying to detect a particular user in the presence of a number of other users who are transmitting information at the same time. Potentially, and usually in practice, in the presence of other distortions that have to do with multipath, Doppler effects, etc., which come from the fact that the users are typically in motion in a dense environment, in a city type of environment. If one looks at the problem, the problem really is that, let's say we have K users, and each of those users, for simplicity, let's assume, is transmitting a binary symbol, 1 or 0, or 1 and minus 1, and they're using one of two waveforms to transmit this information, or it could be the same waveform, but with different polarities. And for simplicity, let's assume that all of the users are transmitting synchronously, although usually in practice, of course, that's not the case, and of course, that's a problem that you'll have to deal with from a signal processing perspective. So if I have K users, then if all of the users are transmitting, then I have 2 to the power K possibilities, and one can cast this problem as an Amari hypothesis testing problem. And the solution to that problem is well known. Unfortunately, because the number of hypotheses is exponential in the number of users, this optimal solution is unfeasible. So basically, in the early 80s or late 70s, people were coming up with detectors that essentially assumed that you have one user and disregarded all of the other users. So all of the other users were sort of regarded as noise. And so in that case, you'd use the matched filter detector. But as you can imagine, the matched filter detector does have problems in the presence of those other users, in particular when one of these users has a power that's much, much larger than the user that you intend to detect. And, of course, that happens a lot in a mobile environment as you're traveling in and out of cells, and it is possible that some of the users, which we're treating as interferences, is closer to the base station than you are, and so the base station will have a problem detecting that. So work started in the 80s on trying to come up with detectors that are still linear in the sense that they look like the match filter, and which also might have a linear complexity in the number of users, but which would give better performance than the match filter. And one of those first detectors that was proposed was called a decorrelator detector. What the decorrelator detector is trying to do is it's trying to whiten the observations that you're getting from the different users, and trying to make sure that if I focus on one particular user, then the other users are essentially orthogonal to that user, so I can get back to the match filter detector with proper performance.